We're talking music today, and no, I don't mean I'm about to belt out some Irish folk songs for you, don't worry. But the thing is, I just read a quote from an expert in the field of music and exercise, a guy called Kostas Karyagiorgas at Brunel University in London. And it made my ears prick up a little, because he said that music should be seen as, and I quote, a type of legal performance-enhancing drug. Such was the power, in his opinion, of the right music in the right situation. So this made me wonder, have I been too blasé about my playlists? Because it's only relatively recently that I've even started creating playlists for workouts. I mean, back when I started working out years ago, if the gym owner liked Celine Dion, then, well, you just squatted to My Heart Will Go On, whether you liked it or not. Listening to your own music years ago on a cumbersome Walkman or a Discman was just a pain in the ass. But obviously, fast forward to now, we can shut out the world and Celine Dion and choose to listen to whatever we want with our smartphones and AirPods and all that jazz. But even so, I'd never really put much thought into what I listened to. And so I wondered, maybe I've been missing out on the best workouts ever by not having the right music. So in this episode, I want you to basically accompany me as I dive in to look at what evidence exists around music choice making any difference at all in our attempts to get in shape, what kinds of music we should have for different kinds of workouts, and ultimately, my advice to you on how to use music to get your ass in shape in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. Hey, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome Podcast. You are very welcome to another episode where I try to help guys 40 plus to get fitter, slimmer, healthier, and handsomer without necessarily having to turn life upside down. As a fitness and lifestyle coach for the last 15 years, both in person here in Ireland and online, I've learned a lot about how guys our age need to work with and not against our bodies as we get older to get in shape, to lose the belly, and retain that drive and energy that we can so easily lose as we get older. So if that sounds like you, be sure to check out the links in the description for free diet, workouts, supplement guides. There's a free calorie and macros calculator there to help you get your diet set up too. There's a link to my video and one-to-one coaching course, Operation Handsome Bastard. You can get a 35% discount off that for being a handsome podcast listener. But anyway, like I said, we're talking about music today and working out. So I'm going to come to strength and resistance training workouts in a minute, but most of the studies into music and working out focus on cardiovascular training and whether music choice can help a trainer last longer and or go faster. During low to moderate level cardio workouts on a treadmill, there was a 2006 study that showed that participants listening to faster paced music ran at a quicker pace and a longer distance with no perceived increase in tiredness. The music helped reduce their perception of fatigue, of being tired. So instead of being in your head the whole time, you know what it's like, you're thinking, am I tired? Is this pace too fast? Is this too fast? This is hard. Oh, I'm getting tired. I was going to do 15 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes is enough. Maybe I'll do 8. Oh, my knees feel twingy. Blah, blah, blah. You know that kind of internal monologue that can go through your head when you're exercising. Well, it turns out that fast-paced music can help you power through that. But I know what you're thinking. What does faster paced even mean? Am I talking about hardcore techno or thrash metal? Well, again, studies have shown that on a cycle machine, a tempo of 125 to 140 beats per minute was best, while on a treadmill, a tempo of 123 to 130 beats per minute was best. So a quick search on Spotify tells me that some very well-known 80 songs, the best songs, obviously, which were around that 130 beats per minute, are things like Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, what a tune, We Built This City by Starship, and Material Girl by Madonna. Choosing upbeat but not crazy fast songs can give a trainee, in a cardiovascular sense, the ideal tempo for keeping pace with the beat, for pushing yourself a little and delaying those feelings of tiredness. Now, this brings us to the next obvious question for those of us doing resistance training to build some strength and muscle and look good in a t-shirt and shorts. Can music help us with weight training too? It turns out that listening to music before weight training or resistance training workout, as well as during, improves our mood, improves our motivation, and improves our feelings of power. It helps you feel ready and pumped, but there is no proof that music improves your performance in that workout. Yes, you may want to stay in the gym for longer and work harder and do more in a volume sense because you're enjoying the music. It's a nice experience. But there's no specific type of music that helps you squeeze out more repetitions during a set or helps you move heavier weights than you could have done with different music or no music. But there is one other study I want to mention now before you go disappearing down a rabbit hole to find the ideal playlist of perfect beats per minute workout music. I want to look at the findings of a study on workout performance when music was chosen by the individual or chosen for them, potentially by a Celine Dion loving gym owner. So a study found that individuals listening to non-preferred music can perceive more discomfort caused by the exercise. So think about this. The participants in the study had a higher rate of perceived exertion. They felt they were working harder when listening to non-preferred music, music they hadn't chosen, compared to preferred music, music they had chosen. But, you know, logically, that makes a lot of sense too. I mean, the music wasn't to their liking, so they were a bit pissed off, and that leads to a feeling that this workout is hard, I'm not enjoying it, and maybe you'll cut it short, feeling like you've done enough. So what I would say, given all these studies, is the number one rule above everything else when building your workout playlist is it must be full of absolute bangers, amazing tunes that you personally love. And in my experience, different workouts need different tunes, which leads me to the final thing I want to cover in this episode, which is the three kind of lessons that I've learned over the years of working out on what music works and what music doesn't. And maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't. I just want to share what I found. So the first lesson is when a strength workout is fairly high volume, let's say more than 20 sets altogether, doing say 10 to 15 reps because it's a workout where we're trying to say build some muscle and create some hypertrophy, that's when I feel you need music that decreases those feelings of tiredness, that takes you out of your head because you have plenty of work to get through. And so that's when those kind of 130 beats per minute pop, rock, or whatever your ideal kind of music in that tempo is. May I suggest, though, you always find room for Bon Jovi. There should always, surely, be room for Bon Jovi in every workout playlist. But then the second lesson I've learned is when a workout requires a bit more concentration, for example, let's say I'm trying to do lower repetitions, say 5 or 6 reps if I'm training for strength, or if I'm trying to master some tricky bodyweight moves where I keep falling on my ass or not doing it right. In those situations, I don't like that kind of upbeat music. I prefer quieter, slower music, classical music, opera, slow songs, ballads, because that helps me kind of stay in the moment. I want to stay in my head because I'm concentrating and I want to control my breathing. And that is much easier with a bit of Puccini in my ear than some Iron Maiden blasting that's stopping me concentrating. And then the final lesson, in a crowded gym, as much as you want to block out everyone else's noise, strap your headphones on, get your playlist on, what I like sometimes is just going old school, music free, nothing in my ears. And the reason for that is, as an older guy, I like having little chats with other people that are training, smiling, helping folks out, or even looking open to being helped out myself by people. All those things start to happen when you're not kind of head down, headphones on, blanking out the world, looking a bit kind of grumpy and unapproachable. So when you're more aware of your surroundings, you're more likely to enjoy the social side of the gym experience. So all things considered, yes, music can help us with focus, with motivation, with mood, with perceived fatigue. And while certain speeds of music can help with cardiovascular training, the most important thing to have on your playlist is tunes that you absolutely adore. This helps you, as I said, link being at the gym with having a good time and will ultimately help you build a gym habit so you keep going for long enough to make some damn progress. But Now it's over to you. I am all ears. Please reach out, email me, chris@offacoach.com. Let me know what's on your workout playlist. Would you recommend a certain song to me? What is your favorite banging tune to help you power through a workout? So I hope that's helped you to understand how music can help with your workouts. If, however, you're not even currently working out or you're struggling to stick to a plan that your ever so slightly older body will respond to, you can grab my free workout guide, Dad Bod Overhaul, in the episode description, along with the free fat loss calculator, free supplement guides, all sorts of free stuff. Plus, like I said, you can grab my Operation Handsome Bastard video course, which has a one-on-one coaching element for 35% discount. Again, there's a link in the description for that too. But remember this week, just keep turning up, mate. Do your best to look after yourself, whether that's getting enough sleep, reducing alcohol, making better food choices, or working out, or even how about all four of those things? You could be teacher's pet. Try and do all four of those things. But just, like I said, do your best. You will get there in the end if you just keep turning up each week and doing your best on all of these fronts. I'll chat next week, mate. Take care.